Chapter 11 Travel
第十一章旅游
Unit 11 Travel
旅游
Conversations Part 1
At the customs
Anything dutiable?
Yes, I bought a watch in Hong Kong, which cost $60, and a new suit, $50.
Anything else besides these?
No, except two bottles of whiskey and a carton of cigarettes.
You are allowed $100 duty-free. So you need to pay only a little on your watch and suit.
Do I have to pay duty on the liquor and cigarettes?
No. The law permits you to bring in two bottles of wine or liquor and a carton of cigarettes duty-free.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye.
Part 2.
At the customs.
Could you change some pounds for me, please?
Please show me your passport and let me look at the visa.
Here you are.
Yes, you got the visa 2 days ago. That's valid. How much would you like to change?
500 pounds. What's the exchange rate for British currency today?
According to the present rate, that's £1 for 12.5 yuan.
Here are 500 pounds.
You'll have it right away. Will you please sign your name on this exchange memo? Here's your money. Please check it. Keep this exchange memo. You may need it to convert any money you have left when you leave China.
Thank you. What exactly should I do with the foreign exchange certificates left with me?
You may go to the Bank of China or the airport exchange office.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Part 3.
Making a reservation.
Hello. Is Mrs. Brown there?
Speaking. May I help you?
My wife and I spent our honeymoon at the inn.
Did you leave something in the room?
No, we didn't leave anything in the room. It was 2 years ago. We'd like to make a reservation for this weekend.
For how many people?
For two.
For how many rooms?
A double room, please.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid we have no rooms available this weekend.
What?
We're completely full. Would a single room be okay?
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely certain.
But...
If the single room won't do, please try us again another time.
What a pity.
Part 4.
In a hotel.
I want to have my dress cleaned. I will need it tomorrow afternoon.
In that case, I'll send it to the laundry right away.
Yes, please. But I would like it starched.
Yes, but not too stiff, right?
Exactly. And is it possible to have my overcoat dry cleaned too? There are some stains on it.
I'm afraid you will not have it tomorrow. Dry cleaning usually takes 2 whole days.
Oh no, I have to wear it tomorrow too.
If that's the case, suppose I ask the dry cleaner to clean up the spots for the moment and have the coat well pressed so that you might get it back in time then.
That's a good idea. Many thanks.
Passage, Auckland. Looking for a vacation spot that combines the excitement of a bustling city with the ease of an island paradise? Then consider Auckland, New Zealand. About 11 hours from Southeast Asia, the city is sandwiched between 2 arbors on New Zealand's North Island. Auckland is becoming more famous all over the world for its high quality of life. And if you don't have a lot of vacation time, don't worry. Start your first day in downtown Auckland. Go to Queen Street and try climbing the Sky Tower. At 328 meters, it's the tallest structure in the Southern Hemisphere. Inside the tower, you'll find a hotel, casino, theater, and many restaurants. The tower's newest attraction
is a guided climb up a unique ladder system
through the middle of the tower. Trained guides will take you up to the top for a stunning view of Auckland. Once on the ground again, make your way to Victoria Park Market. It's just a few minutes' walk from the tower. Victoria Park Market was originally built in 1905 as an industrial site. But the area was transformed in 1981 into an open-air shopping mall. All the clothes and crafts you'll find here are made locally. So take your time wandering through the special market. Next, head over to the Viaduct Harbor. Here you'll find the team bases for the America's Cup. More than 4 million people came to see this world-famous yacht race last year. Come join the millions of visitors flocking to see the 2003 races next month. On your second day, wake up early and board a ferry to Waiheke Island. Only 30 minutes away from Auckland, nearly every Aucklander goes there to relax and have fun. Take advantage of the early morning sun and go swimming in the sea. Or you can rent a boat and go sailing. Did you know that Aucklanders own the most boats per capita in the world? No wonder it's called the City of Sails. You can easily spend the whole day on Waiheke. If you tire of the beach, visit the island's vineyards. For your next destination, catch a ferry boat to the mainland. Get on the 2 p.m. ferry that stops at the seaside village of Devonport. Make a beeline for any cafe and order some fish and chips. Finish your whirlwind tour of Auckland by heading back to the Sky Tower. Don't worry, you don't have to climb it again. This time, ride the elevator to the top. Have a dinner in any one of the 7 restaurants at the tower and take in Auckland's skyline by night. As you admire the splendid view, enjoy some famous New Zealand lamb or some seafood. Then pat yourself on the back for having managed to see this exciting city in just 2 days.
Words and expressions.
Spot.
Combine.
Bustling.
Ease.
Paradise.
Sandwich.
Harbor.
Structure.
Hemisphere.
Casino.
Stunning.
Originally.
Sight.
Transform.
Craft.
Wander.
Yacht.
Flock.
Rent.
Ferry.
Per capita.
Mainland.
Admire.
Make a beeline for.
Whirlwind.
Pat oneself on the back. Exercises. Section 1. Listening comprehension.
Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the 4 possible choices.
A. 1. Hello, Air China Service. If you want to check the luggage, please dial 1. If you want to check the flights, please dial 2. If you want to reserve a seat, please dial 3.
Hello, can I help you?
I'd like to book a seat on July 22nd.
Have you got a ticket?
Yes, mine is a return ticket.
What class?
Economic class.
Please fax your ticket and remember to confirm it a week in advance.
Fine, thank you. Bye.
2. Dear Xia, our half term is coming. What shall we do then?
Shall we go to Windsor Castle?
Great! But can we get there?
Let's check by internet. There must be some useful information.
All right. Please email me what you found out before 3 o'clock. The school will be closed then.
I will email you at 2 p.m., since I have to run my China club during lunch break. 3. Hello, Lin's Travel. Can I help you?
I hear there is a day trip to Cardiff this Sunday. Are there any seats available?
Yes, would you like one?
I'd like to book 2 seats.
What's your name, please?
Mr. Yang and Mrs. Lee. Will you pick us up?
That depends. Where do you live?
Cabot Close, Princess Road.
The southern end or the northern end?
Near the channel. It must be the southern end.
I'm afraid we do not pass that bit. Would you mind walking to the northern end?
I don't mind the walk, but what time shall we get there?
Cardiff is far away. We'll have to set off early at 4:50 a.m.
Oh, that's still dark. I dare not to walk then.
Don't be afraid of the darkness. It's quite safe in the UK.
Well, all right. I will be there by then. By the way, how much is the cost?
£13.50 each person.
Okay. How can I know it's your bus?
There are big printings, Lin's Travel, on the sides and the back of the bus. The driver knows the time and place, so he won't miss you.
4.
Excuse me, sir. I'm going back to Eastbourne. Which platform shall I wait at?
Platform 18.
Which part of the train shall I take?
The rare 4 cars.
Will the train split on the way?
Yes. Please change to another train at Haywardworth.
Thank you very much. By the way, what time is it now?
It's 4:15 now. The train will leave in 10 minutes.
5. Would you like to visit the Canterbury Cathedral tomorrow?
It depends. If it is going to be fine, I would like to. You know, I'm afraid of coldness.
I've explored the internet and it is fine, even much sunny.
Then I will go with you. Shall we visit Rye on the way?
Well, we'll have to plan the trip carefully. Please get me a timetable.
Here it is.
The first train is at 6:30 a.m. The last train back is at 5 p.m. And the cathedral is open at 10 a.m.
Then, we shall take the first train direct to Canterbury. We will visit the other parts of the town first. After visiting the cathedral, we can take off the train at Rye on our way back.
We stay in Rye for 2 hours and it won't be too late to get back.
Yes! Brilliant! Let's get everything ready tonight.
B. So you have a half day, a full day, and a day and evening tour of London?
That's right.
Well, as we're only here for several days,
I think we'd better take the full day and evening tour. Give my kids an opportunity to see everything.
Won't that be too exhausting for them?
Yes, you're right. It's probably better if we don't cover them in the evening part of the plan.
Not the theater and the dinner entertainment?
Yes, that's what I mean. The hotel will take care of them.
We also have a package of activities for children.
Now, can you tell me what the cost will be?
For the full tour? £60 per head.
So that would be £120 for me and my husband. Is there any reduction for the kids?
Sure. We have half price for the children over 3 years old. And the children younger than 3 years are free.
That's fine. Could you tell me more details of the tour? What will we be seeing and so forth?
Here's a brochure. You can quickly run through the main items now. You're picked up from your hotel at 8 o'clock, so you must be sure to order an early breakfast.
Yes.
Then you're taken to see the changing of the guard and Buckingham Palace at the same time. Then, to Whitehall to see the House of Parliament, Big Ben, and nearby Westminster Abbey. From there, we will have a river trip down the Thames towards the Tower of London. During the river trip, you'll be provided with sandwiches and coffee, orange juice or mango juice for the kids. When you reach the tower, you'll see the beefeaters, the traditional guards of the tower, and then you'll be shown the crown jewels.
Will we have a guide during all of this?
Of course. There's an official guide who will explain the sites and give a short account of their historic associations in English, German, and French. If you have any other questions, the guide will be pleased to answer you.
That sounds perfect.
In the afternoon, you'll be taken to London Zoo for 2 or 3 hours. We try to arrange this to coincide with the monkeys' tea party. Children enjoy that.
So will I.
From the zoo, you'll be taken to see the Madame Tussauds, to see the waxworks, and then to the London Planetarium, where you will see the stars simulated by laser beams.
That seems very exciting.
We won't forget to let you have a rest before taking you to the theater and dinner in the evening.
That sounds marvelous. Thanks a lot.
Supplementary reading.
Travel. Check-in times. Timings shown are local times based on the 24-hour system and may change during certain periods according to the individual country's daylight saving time policy. Remember, flight, Eurostar, and channel crossing times in this brochure are for guidance only and are subject to change. The customer invoice issued to you after you book will show the proposed travel details, actual flight, train, ferry details will be shown on your tickets. It is important to check your details and times on receiving the tickets. We advise you to check in at least 2 hours before your departure for charter flights and flights to the USA. For scheduled European flights, we recommend you check in at least 1 hour before departure. For Eurostar, 30 minutes before departure. And for Eurotunnel, at least 35 minutes before departure. Seats, other than those in sovereign guests traveling on Air 2000 flights, are not pre-bookable, and you are therefore more likely to get the seats which meet your requirements if you check in early. NB regulations require that the spelling of your name on your tickets is identical to your passport.
Baggage allowance. The baggage allowance is normally 20 kilograms for each person. Infants under the age of 2 on their date of their return flight have no allowance. For sovereign guests traveling on Air 2000, the allowance has been increased to 30 kilograms. The baggage allowance may vary depending on the airline or flight. Please check your tickets for correct details. Only one small piece of hand luggage per person, weighing under 5 kilograms. Maximum size, 45 centimeters by 35 centimeters by 20 centimeters, may be taken on board the aircraft. Please tell us when you book if you want to carry other items such as wheelchairs, pushchairs, windsurfers, bicycles, or golf club, so that Sovereign can ask the airline. Carriage of any of these items except wheelchairs and pushchairs cannot be guaranteed and may be subject to a charge at check-in. 2 pieces of baggage plus 1 piece of hand luggage is allowed on Eurostar.
excess baggage. Airlines are increasingly enforcing stricter controls over excess baggage. You should be aware that if you exceed the baggage allowance stated on your ticket, then an excess baggage charge may be made by the airline at the time of checking in.
Lost damaged baggage. Under the Carriage by Air Act 1961, if you do not notify us of any loss or damage to your baggage within 7 days of the discovery of the loss or damage, we shall have no liability to you.
Delays. All flights, Eurostar services, and cross-channel services shown in this brochure are scheduled services. In the event of a delay, you must liaise directly with your scheduled carrier for information and assistance.
Delay insurance. Travel delay protection is included in the Sovereign Travel Insurance, which should be purchased at the time of booking. Ask Sovereign for full details of the travel delay protection, which is offered under this insurance. If you have chosen not to take out Sovereign insurance, you should check that your chosen policy offers similar cover. All travel delay claims must be made directly with the insurance company. Details of the flight delay can be obtained from the scheduled carrier.
Infants. A charge of £29 for charter flights and £59 for scheduled flights are made for infants under 2 years of age on the date of their return flight. For UK-registered aircraft infants under 6 months and under 2 years, must sit on the adult's lap unless there is a vacant seat. The Civil Aviation Authority has accepted certain types of car seats for use on British-registered airlines for children aged from 6 months up to 3 years. The child would require his or her own aircraft seat and would be charged at the appropriate price. The carriage of air seats is at the sole discretion of the airline. Further information on approved car seats is available from Sovereign Reservations on 0870-5768-373. There is no charge for infants when traveling on Eurostar or Eurotunnel.
Meals. A meal or snack is served on most flights. If you require a vegetarian, kosher, or a gluten-free meal, please let us know when you book. There may be a small charge. Meals are not provided in standard class on Eurostar or cross-channel crossings. Please note, you're not allowed to consume your own alcohol on board of your flight wherever you purchased it.